Thank you very much. I really appreciate that. It's rare, you know. Did you ever stop to think how much the audience has to do with what the performer does? Do you really think that it makes much difference at all? I think it does too. It makes an incredible amount of difference. Some people come to a show, you know, or whatever this is, and expect to see, just expect, they sit back and say, well, here I am, man. Better be impressing. I'm pretty hip. I'm ready for it. And they just sit there and don't do anything. You know? And then pretty soon the artist just starts to cry, and then he just crumples up, and then he fizzles out. Well, I know what I'll do. It's my, this is my dope song. Everybody's supposed to write a dope song, right? You know, there was a time about a year ago when, maybe a year and a half ago, when it became incredibly right. And everybody was sort of, you know, to write about dope and have an underlying meaning in the song, and all the hip people knew about it, and all of whatever the others are didn't know about it. And then they all sort of smiled at each other and felt this big unity. Everybody went out and bought the records. The artists made a lot of bread. Well, this is my song like that.
How disillusioned.
10 o'clock show's only gonna last 10 minutes. I wouldn't bother coming for it. Song put out by, oh yeah, also back there when I was talking about all that stuff, you know how all the groups like the Continentals and the Bel Airs and the Jaguars and the Impalas and the Lincolns and the Zephyrs and the Consuls and the Volkswagens and the Porsches all changed their names to the Chocolate Watch Band or the Incredible Illinois Poof or something like, you know what I mean? Or the Canada Goose. It's a good name for a band. Well, this band called Guess Who did this song. They didn't change their name.